From the Hudson to the Taconics, an ecological and cultural field guide to the habitats of Columbia County, New York. This extraordinary, image-filled book will fascinate and inform anyone interested in the natural and cultural landscape of the Northeastern United States. That is reason enough for my strong recommendation that you read this book. And it explains my review of a guide that focuses on a single county in New York State. So much of the knowledge transfers well beyond the boundaries of this small area. If you live in the Northeast, you will learn more from this book about understanding and interpreting your own landscape than you will from any handful of books specifically focused on it. So what makes this guide so compelling and insightful? Well, the authors and their integrated approach to exploring, interpreting, and explaining nature, the volume's ingenious and informative layout and graphics, the engaging images of every plant, bird, insect, reptile, and amphibian that one might expect to encounter across much of the Northeast, and the even-handed considerations that are shared on respecting, stewarding, and conserving the land. There are also the special and unanticipated touches. The treatment of ignored habitats, lawns, gravel pits, utility corridors, beaver ponds, old fields, and red cedar forests. Deep engagement with people that colors each habitat description with sections on perceptions, places to visit, special places, and children's special places. The integral role of history that permeates the volume and informs an understanding of the dynamics of each habitat underscores the important distinction between ancient and secondary woods and allows recognition of transient habitats that will decline with time, as well as ghost habitats that have already disappeared. Most importantly, the deep connection of the authors to this cultural landscape conveyed through their use of terms like intimacy, informed reverence, deep relationships, and human connections. This is a book by brilliant but humble scholars of the land and life. Anna Duhon is a committed community-based social scientist. Claudia Knapp Visbo and Gretchen Stevens are accomplished field botanists who bring insights developed through considerable regional and international experience. And Conrad Visbo is an eclectic wildlife ecologist with an extraordinary passion for landscape history. Conrad's thoughtful piece, Agroecology as Faith, Thoughts on Farming with and for Nature, provided readers of this magazine with an introduction to the unusually integrated approach to farming and nature taken by the Hawthorne Family Farmscape Ecology Program, which produced this volume in collaboration with Hudsonia, a center for field science. There are at least three levels at which I expect to continue reading this book over the next few years. The first is to appreciate its comprehensive approach to interpreting and situating landscapes. The opening of the book provides an informative instruction to the approach these authors took in the two decades that they spent exploring their natural and cultural worlds while assembling this volume. Following that, and through a melding of history, ecology, and cultural understanding, each of the approximately 8-page habitat descriptions provides several sections. First glimpse, location, and visiting accompanied by maps. What to look for, similar habitats, and variation within the habitat, along with photos and descriptions of characteristic plants. And then stewardship, history, perspectives, and interact, which encourages exploration and further insights. My second level of appreciation comes by simply thumbing through the book, choosing habitats to explore while improving my understanding of the characteristics and species of oak, hemlock, and northern hardwood forests, or learning new butterflies of upland shrublands, dry meadows, croplands, or old fields. Over the past 9 months, I have regularly reached for one of my two copies of this guide when sitting either in front of my wood stove on Martha's Vineyard or while resting after a long hike on our cabin porch in northern Vermont. Finally, I love to explore the maps and the dashboards that accompany each of the habitat descriptions, and then puzzle through, interpret, and begin to assemble in my own mind how the habitats come together to form larger landscapes and the region. Ultimately, it is the creativity and knowledge of the authors who make From Hudson to the Taconics compelling. Conrad Vispo, Claudia Knapp Vispo, Anna Duhon, and Gretchen Stevens comprise an extraordinary team. To my knowledge, I've never been to Columbia County, but I've traveled across much of New England, entertaining my passion for interpreting the patterns and processes that shape the land. I continue to engage that interest and prove my skill at that pastime each minute I spend with this book. To learn more, visit the Hawthorne Family Farmscape Ecology Program website and the Hudsonia website, the two organizations responsible for this fabulous book and many impactful programs. To purchase the book, visit Black Dome Press.